Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Excellencies and colleagues. I also would like to thank you, Mr. President, and other P6 presidencies for the effort and hard work to reach an agreement on the proposed package of the program work, which is an urgent task for all of us. We have to address in a significant way. And I requested the floor to add my voice to the previous speakers in my strong support of the revised proposal, which was circulated early this year, and which was the result of the intensive consultations by the president and P6 members, and bilaterally and informally, and also in the regional group settings. As my minister stressed in her statement on Monday, given the current security environment and the challenges we face, we cannot afford to waste any more time nor effort in restoring the credibility of the CD. The credibility of the CD, why? We have lost the credibility of among us. It is mainly due to the failure in having an agreed program work for more than 20 years and even up to 24 years, as some members stated. And this time, the proposed package was prepared jointly by the P6, and I understand supported by almost all, if not all, but almost. Yeah, I understand WEAG and also even the NAM and many G20 countries and Group of One also supported the draft. And we believe that we should not let this rare opportunity created in a very cooperative spirit go away due to the some differences among us. My delegation in this context do hope and urge all of us that by showing the maximum flexibility and cooperation, we could agree on the proposed package, if not today, in the distant future, for another some years, so that we could engage in the substantive discussions right away. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.